Thank you, Mr. Chair. It isn't very often that we get to recognize excellence because it is both fleeting and, by its very nature, very limited. But I have had the privilege of serving on both this board and on the board of California Rural Water Association, which is a national affiliate. And annually, we recognize one operator out of the entire state of California for the operation of a sewer system, which, while not glamorous perhaps, is nonetheless one of the most necessary things that we as a society have. And he got due recognition in South Lake Tahoe a couple weeks ago, but I think perhaps a few people in this community are not aware of it. But Mr. Doug Culbright, if you would stand up, and Culbright, excuse me, is the operator of the year for the Ferndale system. And I think it absolutely deserves a round of applause for that. Thank you, Doug, both on behalf of Regional Water Quality Control, but also on behalf of California Rural Water. You and I did not get a chance to speak in South Lake Tahoe, but I am absolutely delighted that we have this kind of operation in our communities in the North Coast. So thank you very, very much. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Well, we're still without our fifth board member. The chair's inclined to take an early break right now for probably 10 minutes with hopes that she will be showing up, give us a minute to regroup and strategize what we're going to bring up next. And with that, let's shoot for five after. Thank you. All right. Thanks for your patience, everybody. We just needed to regroup up here. We do have our board. So although we have been rolling for a little over an hour, I'm actually going to call our meeting to order here. And I will start with our roll call and introductions. To my very far right, we have Heidi Harris from Sawyer. To my right, Mr. Bill Massey from Forestville. I'm Jeff Hales, your chair from Eureka. To the left of me is Vice Chair David Noren from Sebastopol. And on my very far left is Mr. John Corbett from McKinleyville. Ms. Coleman.
Mr. Chair, with us today, replacing Ms. Jean Lockett as our star, is Patty Corsi, and with her, Ms. Correll. To my right are staff counsel Olson and Rice, a number of staff in the audience who will introduce themselves as they come up.
Great. Thank you very much. That's cool. Moving on to our ex parte communications, Mr. Massey, as usual.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since our last meeting, I have met with both state and federal and local elected officials regarding particularly the Russian River sanitation problems in terms of the Russian River discharges.
As normal.
As normal. Duly noted. Mr. Noren.
Since our last meeting, I actually have met a couple times on the UST underground storage tank low-risk task force, and then, as Coleman mentioned, we went to the Scott Valley about 2 weeks ago and attended board workshop. So it was good. Thank you.
Thanks. And actually, because our tour yesterday, that was noticed, so that's we're fine there. So great. Anybody else? Nope. Okay, thank you. Moving on to our reports, we have had our executive officer's report. Our state board liaison, Tam Dodick, is not here with us today due to some state travel restrictions that she is observing. Do we have any reports from board members? Okay, none from me. We're going to skip ahead over to our public forum right now. Doing so, we got a stack of speaker cards, and this is for items that are not on our agenda today. So I know folks have filled these out. If there's anybody else that has a speaker card that wants to talk about something that's not on our agenda, please get it up to me. I'd like to start off with